It's been a pretty good week for Darnell Sweeney. He played in 6 of the 8 games during the Southern Division road trip, hitting safely in 3 of them. In total, he recorded 6 hits, 2 RBIs, and a home run, as Sweeney boosted his batting average 11 points to .237 on the year. Darnell joined me before tonight's game, and I asked him what's changed at the plate for him recently.
Just trying to get a little bit more comfortable. The confidence is going up a little bit, and I just want to just continue to be consistent of what I'm doing, and nothing really major. Your swing doesn't change day to day, but the approach and swinging at better pitches is happening right now, and the success is coming, so that's why.
I want to ask you about switch hitting, because from the right-hand side in your career, you bat about 50 points better, but all your power seems to be from the left-hand side, and you walk at a significantly higher rate from the left-hand side. Which side do you like more, or maybe feel more comfortable?
I really don't have a comfort side. My right side is my natural side, but as long as I'm just in that box and competing, I think that's what I'm trying to do. I don't have no specific approach from either side. I try to be congruent of what I'm doing on both sides and try to be the same hitter from both sides, but the numbers is a little different from both sides, but I'm just trying to continue to get consistency from left and right.
Which side do you then work on more, or is it the same amount of practice time on each side of the plate? Because you're probably going to face more right-handed pitching than you will left-handed pitching.
Yeah, I try to get both of my work done from the both sides. I try to continue to do the same amount of work from the left side, from the right side, and that's why being a switch hitter is such a difficult thing. It's you can't abandon one side from the other, so I try to get here as early as possible so I can work on both my left and my right-handed swing so it can be consistent where if it comes late in the innings, the opponent coaching staff don't say, oh, let's put him on the right side or let's put him on the left side. I try to have that open book where I feel like I can do damage from either side.
Well, it's definitely a dynamic that would be favorable toward you. You said the right-hand side was the more natural side for you. It seems like switch hitting is somewhat of a dying breed in baseball today. What made you become a switch hitter?
Growing up, my dad actually put me on the left-hand side just to stay focused on the right-hand side. Because when I get on the left-hand side, it's not your dominant side, so you try to focus in a little bit more. And going up into high school, I tried it in the game, and I was pretty successful, and I felt like that was going to be my ticket into pro baseball to get to the next level. And I worked on it, and I got better at it, and look where I'm at now. I'm in AAA, and I think I'm pretty well as a switch hitter.
And you had your stint in the big leagues as well a season ago here with Darnell Sweeney, the second baseman for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. You were listed more as an outfielder coming into this year, yet you've become the everyday second baseman. You only played 6 games in the outfield, and you've played 45-plus at second base. I think that decision may have been a little bit made for you, given the amount of talent in the outfield and the competition that's out there on this team. But which position do you prefer to play?
I got drafted as an infielder, so of course I love to stay in the infield. I think my versatility and my athleticism allowed me to play the outfield last year and the beginning of this year, but I love to stay in the infield as long as possible. And I think my bat will eventually play out to be a really dominant second baseman, where second base is not really a big hitting position, but I think once my bat comes around and gets consistent, I think definitely that's going to be a plus that I can be a really good defender at second and also be a positive role on the offensive side.
Do you work on the outfield skills at all, keep them sharp, maybe keep that open as a possibility to get back to Philadelphia?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the outfield game is always in my back pocket. I always continue to get fly balls and work out there because you never know. There's probably the Philadelphia want me or another team wants me in the outfield, so I just want to make sure that I continue to keep that strong and keep that where it needs to be. So because I think, honestly, I can be a major league outfielder or a major league second baseman, whatever I think is best for the team or the team wants me to do, I think I'll be able to do it.
Let's talk a little bit about your double playmate in the infield, J.P. Crawford. Ever since he's been around here, I see the two of you hanging out together all the time, walking through the tunnel, walking out to the field, always conversing. What's J.P. meant to you? What's your relationship with him like?
Well, I know he's going to be a good guy for the Philadelphia Phillies, and I just want to make sure that he understands that as well. And being a younger guy coming into the situation, it's a little bit eye-opening for guys like him. And I just want to make sure he's stay focused and continue to work and continue to show them why he's in this situation that he is in now. And he's a great guy, he's a great person, and he's an unbelievable baseball player. So I just want to continue to just feed into him, and he can learn from him, and he can learn from me.
You're a little bit older than he is now, but you're 25 now. Yeah. He's 21. Do you consider yourself like a mentor to him at all?
Oh, no, not at all. I think we're somewhat exactly in the same boat. I don't want to put him in a higher stand or than me, because I think I'm still a young prospect myself. I've only been in the game for 4 years. I got drafted in 2012, so it's nothing like completely different, but I've been around a little bit longer. I do have a little bit more maturity than him, and the fact that I've been to the big leagues, I've seen it, and I can really help him going forward to see what he can expect going up to Philadelphia someday.
Here with Darnell Sweeney, a couple more questions for you. Darnell, you come over from the Los Angeles Dodgers last summer in the Chase Utley deal, and immediately you don't play at all here in Lehigh Valley, going from AAA Oklahoma City right to the big leagues with Philadelphia. Did that surprise you at all?
Yeah, definitely. It did. It was definitely a shocking and eye-opening experience, but I was glad and I'm blessed that I got that opportunity, because now I know what it's like, and I definitely can continue to work while I'm down here to better my game. So once I get back up there, I'm ready, and I'm a definitely possible option for them for a long-time situation and be able to stay up there in a long-time role.
You batted 170 in the big leagues last year. It surprised you. I think it surprised a lot of people that you went right there. Were you ready for that experience to go right to Philadelphia?
I felt like I was ready. I was doing pretty well in OKC, and in my previous years, I think I was able to show not just the Dodgers organization, but all organizations that my bat was big league ready. But it just is how it goes, and sometimes how the cookie crumbles. And I just want to continue to work while I'm down here and continue to show them that my work ethic and the consistency level is going to get back to where it needs to be, so I can get that call back to go back up to the big leagues.
You clearly have the talent. In 2015, last year, you're the only player in all of pro baseball to hit 30 doubles but also steal 30 bases. So what?
I didn't know that.
What has to change? You did not know that. Okay. What has to change for you to get back to Philadelphia?
I just think just need to relax and let my confidence and my swagger go out and just be me. I think my athleticism is what really plays as a baseball player, and I think I'm thinking way too much. I'm too analytical out there. I'm trying to do things that I know that I shouldn't be doing, and I think once I let that pressure and let that buggy off my shoulder, I think and let my athleticism go and let my swagger and my confidence show, I think that's when my numbers and consistency is going to come where it needs to be, and I'll be back in Philadelphia really soon.
Sweeney played in 37 games last year with Philadelphia. His first major league hit came on August 22nd at Miami versus Justin Nicolino. It was a pinch-hit home run for Sweeney. He became the first Philly since Marlon Anderson in 1998 to have his first career hit be a pinch-hit home run. Sweeney is on the Phillies' 40-man roster, and in his last 10 games, he is batting .273. That after going through an 0-for-14 skid at the plate.